Building on the Solid Rock with Pastor Troy Neely of Calvary Chapel's Solid Rock.
Let every family find faith in the Father's love. This is where it begins. This is our cry, this is our song, Jesus the way. We find our life in Him.
You know, what's sad is I believe that many churches today, our church culture, has turned from sound doctrine to religion or religious experience. I believe that is a big movement. Doctrine has become a bad word. Word to fight over. We don't want that. Whether it's ambiance, they're going, hey, here's how we get the ambiance. They need the ambiance. The people will go, oh, the Lord was there, ambiance. Or others need rules. Others like the rules, so crack that whip. And then others, well, let's make it a social club. In fact, let's make it a coffee shop experience.
Lights, camera, ambience. Do you ever feel like church has begun to feel like a production? In today's message, Pastor Troy takes us back to the basics as he discusses the importance of having good doctrine. Good doctrine is found in the pure Word of God. The best worship team, stage design, and coffee bar will never be enough if the doctrine being taught is not aligned with what the Bible teaches. So be discerning as you listen to teaching, measuring what you hear against the Word of God. Now here's Pastor Troy in John chapter 7 with today's edition of Building on the Solid Rock.
And so we as sinners, we look for the loopholes. So that's why God never intended for us to operate by laws. Even Jesus, the scripture says, if we love each other, we don't need the law. It's because of our lack of love and our love for ourselves that we need laws to govern us. But he said, there is no need for the law if you love each other, if you live by faith and trust him. If you live according to love as defined by the Lord, we won't try to look for the loopholes. So with all the confusion about Jesus and the overemphasis on religion, Jesus takes some time to clear up the confusion, giving us ideas on how we can avoid confusion ourselves. Verse 14 says, now about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up in the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, how does this man know letters, having never studied? Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. The first way that we're going to clear up any confusion we might have is to understand that doctrine is essential. Doctrine. Some hate that word. It's like, I'm studying a law book. But doctrine is essential. It's critical. The first thing that Jesus does is he teaches. He teaches the people. And when they question his message, he speaks about doctrine. Well, the doctrine that I share is not mine, but from him who sent me. You know, Jesus was a teacher. He was known as a teacher. The word taught in verse 15 means to instruct with information. Now, I know that a lot of us, we don't like to read manuals. In fact, so many hate to read manuals that they've stopped putting manuals in a lot of things. They just say, hey, if you need your manual, go to this website. Because they're tired of printing it for a bunch of people who aren't going to read them. The only time we want to go to the manual is when something breaks. Chicka, 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 chicka. Let me see if there's something in there for that. Chicka, chicka. It's making a chicka, chicka. Oh, there is. It's chicka, chicka right there. And so we go to the manual and we find out what to do with chicka, chicka. So we can fix it. Well, our lives have a lot of chukka, chukka, chukka in them. A lot of rough spots. And we have a manual. And it's not a manual that's supposed to be dove into after all the squeaking and grinding and noise making. It's supposed to be like a water that cleanses, like a lubricant that helps us to live one with another without all of the problems and the overheating. You know, it costs a lot less to maintain your vehicle than to fix it. They say it costs a lot less to get your regular oil change. I mean, thousands upon thousands of dollars less to get your regular oil change than to neglect it, think you're saving $50 here and there, and then have to overhaul the engine and lose years of life on the engine. If it's just simple maintenance, today's cars, many of them will go for a long time if you just maintain them. The same thing for our life. We will go a long time, a long way, very well, if we just maintain them with the Word of God. And doctrine is important. It says of the early church that they devoted themselves to the apostles' doctrine. We want to be like the early church. Then get in the Bible. Because they were into the doctrine. Who is Jesus? What does this mean? Oh, if I give up my life, I will gain much more in heaven. And they were willing to. So doctrine is important. The Bible is our manual for living life and living life with a kingdom focus. And some will say, well, I just don't understand. I read it, I don't get it all. And so I don't read the Bible. I read books about the Bible. I go to studies where they can tell me about the Bible. I'm going to tell you, when I grew the most in my understanding of the scriptures was not when I got books about the Bible, or when I attended revelation studies or other studies about the Bible. It was when I read the Bible myself. I didn't understand a lot of it, but I kept reading. And then a name would click. And then on my own, with the Spirit of God as my teacher, I began to connect dots, see things. God was speaking to me, not guided by someone's study system or anything else, but by the Holy Spirit of God. And I would say that if you're not reading your Bible consistently, all the way through, consistently, and then again, and then again, if you don't have that going on, you don't need any extra studies. That's enough. That should be first. Because God said, I will give you my Holy Spirit, and he will teach you. But as we read, people will say, I don't understand so many things. That's okay, join the club. There's lots of stuff we don't get. I also see things and I go, Lord, I don't know how to explain this. I don't know there's just so much depth to this. But here's the thing the Lord always seems to say. It's okay that you don't understand everything. But what you do understand, what are you doing with it? Are you living it? Are you applying it? Are you learning to work it into your life? You don't need 10,000 more things. What about the one thing you do understand that you keep saying, well, the Lord knows my weaknesses. Yeah, I do. Let's fix it. Are you working the one thing that you do understand into your life? You don't need 1,500 other things. You know, there's some readers, they never finish a book. They start it, oh, this is a great book. Oh, that book too? Let me start reading that book. And they read all these books. Like people who will go to study, Revelation study. Oh, there's this outrage. Oh, there's this. And they're all over, but they're not really focused on what God wants for them. If you're going to focus on anything, let the Bible be your focus. No study system, no study method, no little book to follow, none of that. First, the Bible. It's pure. It has no one else's opinions written into it. And the Holy Spirit of God can speak to you. You know what's sad is I believe that many churches today, our church culture, has turned from sound doctrine to religion or religious experience. I believe that is a big movement. Doctrine has become a bad word, a word to fight over. We don't want that. Whether it's ambiance, they're going, hey, here's how we get the ambiance. They need the ambiance. The people will go, oh, the Lord was there, ambiance. Or others need rules. Others like the rules, so crack that whip. And then others, well, let's make it a social club. In fact, let's make it a coffee shop experience. We'll do away with the pulpit. Get rid of the pulpit. Man, that makes someone feel like I'm an authority or something. It's in the way. And don't be a teacher. You're not a teacher. That puts you above them. How about this? You're not teaching. You're not preaching. Bad words. Too much authority. No one wants to be under authority. So call it a talk. Nice talk, Pastor. Nice talk, neighbor. Nice talk. There's no authority in that at all. It's not threatening. Like, I liked what you said. I don't believe a word you said, but it was well said. It was a good talk. And so you'll hear that phrase now. Hey, my pastor gave a talk. Who was he talking to? Well, that's called teaching. He's teaching, I hope. But we're moving away from doctrine, and all we are doing in the pulpit, it seems, is talking. I'll tell you about my wife, my family, love life. Oh, it's going to be a series now. We got a children's ministry out there. It's going to be a little, and we're going to build and get the people to come because the pastor's going to talk about the love life. They're going to put a couch on there, and he and his wife are going to sit there and talk about things. So we're drawing crowds with a show, with ambiance, and we're talking. We're talking. I can get some amens. Marriage is challenging, isn't it? Amen! Is that biblical? Well, it's not biblical. No, I'm not teaching you the Bible at all, but I sure am preaching to the choir. And so the talks, they talk. We need doctrine. We need the Bible. We need the Word of God. We need to understand we're wrong, God is right. And we're losing that. I think if you actually opened the Bible and taught at some churches, it'd be a shock to their system. In fact, not even teach the Bible. If I opened to certain portions of Scripture and just read it and didn't expound and walked off, they would be cut to the heart and say, you need to explain that. You need to expound. It doesn't mean exactly the way you read it. Oh, I've just read the Bible. They say, well, that's not how it works today. And they wouldn't even take the Bible for what it says. Because you need to explain it. You need to bring the culture in and spin it so that it's acceptable to us today. I think the Word of God is becoming harder and harder for some to bear.
Pastor Troy will return soon with the second part of today's message, so be sure to stay tuned. If you'd like to listen to more teachings from Building on the Solid Rock, we invite you to visit our website, buildingonthesolidrock.com. Pastor Troy has been teaching verse by verse through the Bible for a while. You can listen online to our archive of these messages. You can also download each teaching to listen to later or share with your friends and family. You can even subscribe to the Building on the Solid Rock podcast through iTunes. That way you'll never miss a teaching and you'll be notified as soon as we make these messages available. Find a link to subscribe when you visit buildingonthesolidrock.com. Now, here's Pastor Troy with the continuation of today's message. Building on the solid
ground. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And if we are not careful, we will be drawn into style over substance and what we're looking for from the pulpit. Well, forget the pulpit. We're trying to get rid of that. I read a book that had this in it. It says, there was an old Native American Indian who attended a church service one Sunday wherein, making up for the lack of his biblical teaching, his biblical content and teaching, the preacher just ranted and raved, got the crowd in it, then got loud and pounded on the pulpit and put on quite a show. In fact, people said afterwards, boy, he preached up quite a storm. That's what they said. Quite a storm. Well, they asked the old Native American Indian about what he thought, and he gave them six words. He said, high wind, big thunder, no rain. I think we're getting good winds. Getting some thunder. Getting the show. We're getting the ambiance. Hey, everyone comfortable? Got your coffee? We got the best coffee, man. You got your couch? You sitting on the couch? It's a living room. It's just me and you, man. Move this pulpit, man. It's in the way. See, it makes me seem like an authority. I'm no authority. Who am I? I'll tell you who I am. And I take this seriously. I'm somebody under the authority of God to make sure that I study and I'm held to a high standard for what I try to share and teach. That sets me apart. It makes me different. Not higher than you, different, a different calling. Because the thing that God's called you to do and to share with others, you're accountable for. You're not equal in that moment. You're a teacher. You're a light. And it's time that we take responsibility for what God has given us. Moms, you're a mom. Dads, you're a dad. Husbands, you're a husband. That's not just a title. It's a responsibility. It's something that God has given us and expects us to be responsible with. So, doctrine is essential. But more than that, Jesus speaks about something that's just as important, I think, as doctrine. Verse 17. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. The second thing we need to understand is that discernment is crucial. Doctrine is essential. Discernment is crucial, and discernment comes from understanding doctrine. Down in verse 24, Jesus said, "Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment," right? Down in verse 24. In other words, unlike what some will say, we need to stop judging. I understand there's a sentiment. We need to stop being judgmental and critical. But God help us if we stop judging things. Is it good? Is it valid? That's judging. So the Bible says, don't just not judge at all, but judge with a right judgment. A righteous judgment. It's very critical that we gain discernment and we grow in discernment. And discernment comes in as we read the scriptures. We need to judge despite what some think, but we need to make sure that we make a right judgment. Let me give you an example. Before I was even a pastor, I was, you know, a financial person. And so I counseled lots of people financially and got them on the right course, got them going the right direction in life. And I remember one of the themes that I would often hear. The theme is, we don't have money. We need money. I need a better job. I need more job, more money. It was all about income. But what they didn't really hear and understand or see about their life was they would talk about their vacation or their multiple vacations or all the recreation that they're doing with the family and with the kids, all the stuff that they're doing and spending money on, only to come and say, we need more money. We need more income. And I started telling some, you know, your path to more income is less outgo, less expense. You don't have to have all of that. You don't need all of that. You need to rein that in so that you can do the things that God wants you to do with it. Well, I think God wants us to go on this mission trip. God wants us to do that. Well, then prioritize that. Do away with some of that. That's what sacrifice is. Say, I believe in you, Lord. You want this? I'm going to aim at that. This is in the way of that. But I want to do this. And then we have to make some decisions. What has God called us to do? What is God leading? What is God saying I want you to do? And you can't have it both ways sometimes. This is that separation. This is growing. You see people claim that they have needs, but their real need is to let go of so many things. This is where discernment comes in. You begin to see things. Go, this isn't aligning. I need money. You were on this vacation, that vacation. You spent money there. You did this. You did that. No, you don't need money. You have money. You're just spending it wrong. Discernment. Processing it through a certain set of standards, right? Jesus says, They will know concerning the doctrine whether these things are from God or whether he speaks on his own authority. So doctrine is essential and foundational to proper discernment, which is crucial. We cannot be a discerning person if we don't understand the Word of God. It just can't happen. You can't go, ladies, don't want to step on toes here, but you just can't go on intuition. It's not enough. Our intuition is attached highly to our feelings. And so while it does help us, and there is a protective nature about that, it's not always right. We need the Word of God. You can have good doctrine, but did you know that good doctrine won't even help you unless you use it as a filter to discern things through? You have to discern things through the Word of God. So there's actually an attitude that we need to grow in if we're going to have proper discernment. One, as we see in verse 17, is a willing mind. Verse 17, let's read that again, a willing mind. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. When someone genuinely humbles himself or herself, saying, you know what, I really want to know God's will no matter what it is, even if it's not what I want to hear, I want to know what God wants for me. When we are truly in that place, then you're on the road to being a discerning person. Because as long as our will is turned up, it is hard to hear his will. Because everything's filtered through us. Everything's filtered through my will, my perspective, my fears, my emotions, my expectations. And I filter out the Word of God. And I don't hear properly. Poor discernment. But when we have a willing heart, willing mind, we are able to discern. People seek counseling all the time, wanting the will of God in their circumstances. And I've heard many pastors tell me that one of the first questions they'll ask in something like marriage counseling is they will say, when you know what God's word says about your circumstances, about your situation, are you willing to do it no matter what? And very often he says, there's reservation about it. Well, that depends. Oh, there you go. That's the problem. If God says, here's the fix, here's what you need to do. You need to do this, you need to do this. They don't want to hear that. And so they're unwilling. But many come not to seek his will, but to find someone who will kind of take a little of what she wants, a little of what he wants, and go, all right, we can work with this. Here's something we can work with. Right here. Just work with that. That's perfect. Beautiful. Instead of asking God, what's right? What's wrong? What do you want? And so we're so often looking for someone who will just help us to get along when God is trying to transform us. So we need a willing mind. Two, we need a worshipful heart. We'll be more discerning if we have a worshipful heart. Verse 18, he who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. The idea is that you aren't seeking this for yourself and your own comfort, but you're seeking this so that you might glorify God. I want to bring God glory. Our desire is to honor the Lord. I want this. She wants that. But what brings God glory? What does God want? You put those two together. The idea is that you're not seeking for yourself. Actually, listen to what King David passed on to his son Solomon. 2 Chronicles 28, verse 9. Talking about that worshipful heart, that willing mind.
We're so glad you joined us today for Pastor Troy's teaching in the book of John. If you'd like to hear today's message again, visit our website, buildingonthesolidrock.com. There you'll also find an archive of previous messages from Pastor Troy, as well as information about this radio ministry, Building on the Solid Rock. You might be interested in the church behind this ministry as well, Calvary Chapel Solid Rock. If you're in the San Antonio area, we'd love to meet you and have you come be a part of our weekly services. For the latest service times, please visit our website. You'll find a link to Calvary Chapel Solid Rock at buildingonthesolidrock.com. From all of us on the production team at Building on the Solid Rock, we'd like to say thank you for tuning in today. We pray you continue to seek God during these times of uncertainty and that you explore what He wants to teach you in His Word. Join us again as Pastor Troy continues sharing from the Gospel of John on Building on the Solid Rock.
Christ shine as we grow in Him. Come have your